You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rambam himself holds women are part of Mesiras Omer, but there are chalukas. So we'll leave it. We'll go into a different thing. Or Meir Yeager mentioned when we had a share 2 nights ago that, you know, we've been having a share on Baruch Hashem at nights. Let me just find where it is. Okay. And we spoke about Esa Deichalosis by Mitzvahs. And we're going to the din of Chatzi Shir. The Chatzi Shir is also Minatera, right? That's how we paskin. And Remeya mentioned what about by mitzvahs that we discuss it. So that's going to be today's topic. I'm interested. We'll get back to Sipri Tzisraim either next week or during the course of the week. All right? Please check the schedule for the Shiurim. Okay, we'll start with the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel. Tanur Bana, Misha Achza Bulmus. Somebody who has Bulmus. I think the word bulimia probably comes from there. I think they say that. In other words, a person's on Yom Kippur, and all of a sudden he feels a tremendous urge to eat, and it's a konis nefashis. So he's allowed to eat, we know. It's the same thing. All of a sudden a person has a sickness, and he has to eat. He must eat. And all he has in front of him, right? The doctor says he has to have a piece of meat, and he has or some food, and he has two types of food in front of him. He has nevela and tevel. Let's call it, make it easier that we're familiar with it. Nevela and chalev, right? He has to eat a kazayas of nevela. The doctor says you have to eat nevela. You have to eat something. You have to eat a piece of meat. He does not have a piece of meat in front of him, right? He can't go ahead and go to the grocery and buy some food to the butcher. So what should he eat? Whatever. So Gemara says no. Now this doesn't, we're talking about, it's not, you know, in Allah you have to look it up. But the din is that you look, it's the Mishnah, the Brisa says, machilin oisa kal kal tchila. You have to know, and if you don't know, then of course you don't start looking up in Shulchan Aruch or Rambam or Psukim. You don't know what's more chama, chelev and nevela. What's the difference? But yesterday's parsha, we do have a little about chelev and dam. Chelev and dam, as we know, yechayev kores. Nevela, yechayev malkus. Not to say only malkus, but it's less than kores. So chelev is more chomer than nevela. Therefore, if he has in front of him nevela and chelev, okay, you should go ahead and eat the nevela. That's the klal. Meaning, the Gemara goes through many things. For instance, if you have something that's an isar say and something that's an isar lab, take the essay, it's kal. The Gemara goes into different things. You know, one you could be mafresh, not now for some reason, it's not yours. And the other one you can't, whatever it is, ayin sham the Gemara. But that's the din. In fact, we've spoken about it many times. We shame them over there, talk about Shabbos. What if a person has to eat meat on Shabbos? And he's got some nevela, right? He didn't, yesterday I had during the day at least, the power of a chant, since we've been alone the last 3 weeks, the Rebbetzin does not put in meat, right? Says red meat is not good for me. So we've had a power of him, right? So we have no meat. All of a sudden, chas v'shom, a person has to eat a piece of meat. What should he do? Should he shecht and have a kosher piece of meat or eat the nevela? What would you say? Go ahead. What would be the svara? What would be the svara? You know, the pasha svara.
The nevela is alive.
What?
The nevela is only alive.
Yeah, wait 1 second. There are people that I haven't seen for a while. Shia Shlomowitz, no? What would you say? Shabbat, you're putting your head down. Your name is there, so I know you're there. Go ahead. Shia, what would you say?
I'm muting myself.
What?
I'm muting myself. The... Could... And it could be that the Isser Shabbos is not an Isser if it's Mutter or Pila.
Why? And Nevela is not Mutter. So anyway, this is Shia saying a good svar. Those of you who go to Rabbi Yitzchak Eli's Shia, so he's been giving Shia on this. He knows this klar.
Svara.
What?
I'm saying it first. It's Mayor.
Mayor. Okay.
If there's a svar that once you have a heter right now, it's better to shecht once so you can eat 20 kazeis. So you did one ma'ase ister.
So right. So you're bogri mechavim to rishayim. So the Kabbalah, the svar chitzayna should be eat nevela, lav, shecht, A, it's an Isser Karis, Skila. B, it's the Sheikh, it's got a Shecht. Not the right? He's running to the Sheikh, it's Shecht for me. Why should I Shecht for your Vavar? I'm allowed to, but you know, you do your Vera of eating Chaylev, of eating the Vela. Why do I have to Shecht? So the Kabbalah's Goinim is not that way, correct. The Kabbalah's Goinim, all the Rishayim bring is that you go ahead and you Shecht on Shabbos. And there's many reasons. One is what Shia said. Shabbos is chutra. Nevela is tchuya. Shabbos, it's not a pshat. For instance, Rav Kurov used to say when people used to be machmir and pekuach, mekel, he would call it, in pekuach nefesh, it would be machmir, meaning I don't want to be semach on pekuach nefesh, and they would take chances. So Bris Kurov used to say, Mashal ma David daimer, the guy that has a bris mila on Shabbos, right? He has to mal his son on Shabbos. And he says, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be mechal Shabbos. I'll wait till Sunday. He says, a shtus she'en kamayu, right? The Torah tells you do Shabbos. That means it's mutter to do on Shabbos, right? It's not a ma'aser chil Shabbos. When I was speaking to Rabbi Yenison, this is Angazot on Erev Shabbos, so he told me that one time one of Rab Chaim's sons was sick and the doctor came. And the doctor had to check him out. He called him on Shabbos. Sorry, it was Shabbos. And he was about to put on the light. And the son said, am I muted? I don't know. Do you hear me?
Oh, we hear you, Rosh Hashiva.
So what does it mean? Yeah. Okay, so somebody sent the message. It's your Dovi. Anyway, so the son told the doctor, do it with a shinui. If Chaim got so upset, pristak, he said, right? I guess that's what they would say in Litta. He says, the Torah is telling us, you have to be Machal Shabbos. You don't make Cheshbonos right now. It's Pekuach Nefesh. That's what it is. So you have to know why, what she said, what Shabbos is different. Why? So that's already, again, I refer to you to look at in the Rush there. You can look at the Chassam Sefer, and you can ask Rabbi Yitzchak Elia, he has the down path. But the Svar that La Halacha, it seems, Rabbi Yitzchak Elia told me it's not so posh at La Halacha. I never did it really so much La Halacha. I did it more in learning. Where I looked up the show, but it is the Ran. What Rav Meir said, Rav Meir Yeager, is the Ran says like this: if you shecht, you do one maisa aveira. That's it. You shecht. If you eat nevela, you're eating a lot of pieces of nevela, more and more and more and more and more. The guy has to eat five kazesim. So he does five different. He's not going to take five kazesim and swallow one time. It's a kazesim. Okay, the guy's sick. He's probably eating slow. It's five different kazeis. In fact, the Prima Gadim there has a shaila. What about if he's going to eat a lot of chatzi shares? Okay, not for right now. Or the shaila is, let's say, tam ki'ikr, right? Let's say tam ki'ikr. If he has nevela soup, is it better to eat nevela soup than shecht? What's the status of tam ki'ikr? Okay, but the point is that Machilan Oisakal Kaltchila. In other words, what the Ran is saying is that it's better to do one Aveir Chamura than to do a lot of Aveir Kalas. In Rabbeinu Yoin and Shai Tshuva, it's Mashu there that when he talks about how much Tshuva you have to do Aveiras, he seems to say if a person did a lot of Aveiras, small Aveiras, but he repeat himself, he needs more Tshuva than a person did one Aveir. In other words, it's quality versus quantity. Okay,
is that food considered like a Michael that would be mutter to everyone? After they do the shechita on it?
Chas v'shalom. Who said that?
I'm just asking.
Dovi?
Yeah.
No, of course not. Chas v'shalom. Hutra means the gabi the person. Avada means only the copy of the person. Mila is because anyone has the mitzvah of Mila. It doesn't
mean once they did the shechita, it was a shechita.
Because the pshad is, you're allowed to shech. The din is you can shech for anyone. Eating is all, you can't eat for. What does your eating have to do with the person? Shechita is a pshat. Anyone could shech to save this person. Everyone has to do the chil Shabbos in order to help this person. Okay, so now, being that we know that Gemara, so like this, there's a din of chatzi shir asur min haTorah. This is the introduction, what we just said. Now we're going to go into chatzi shir. Right, we spoke about last week, one of the shiurim, that we paskin chatzi shir asur haTorah. That means the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Yom Kippur, the shir is a kesevis. The shear is a kesevis, right? A fat date, larger, about twice as much as a kazayis. That's the shear. Yom Kippur is different than other Yisurim because it's totally in Yisuvei Daite, how much a person's mind is certainly feels at ease after fasting. So the Gemara asks, in the Mishnah it says, also b'achila. What do you mean, also? Chayiv karis. It's chayiv karis. What do you tell me, also? It's more than also. So Gemara says, lo nitzacha ela l'chatzi shir. It's needed for the din of chatzi shir. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us, also, that even chatzi shir is also. And chatzi shir, you don't get karis for. Chatzi shir is an isser. And from there, the Gemara learns out that all Yisurim is an isser called chatzi shir. In other words, a person can't eat a half a kazayis of nevela. A person can't eat a half a kazayis of chazir. Machloikas Rabbi Yechon Shogs deraisa, the Rabbanon, we pass on obviously like Rabbi Yechon, it's deraisa, and chatzi shir is usa min ator. That's the cloud, right? And therefore, can you do those that have to eat, like I said, diabetics and others that have to eat on Yom Kippur, what they do is they give them chatzi shir, and they wait kedei achilas pras, which is about 9-10 minutes, and then they have another chatzi shir, right? That's what it. That's the din, because this way you're not over. You're not over the issa of karis, but that's everybody understands. That's the issa of chatzi shir. Okay, so you're over an issa. So in Mishur Melech, in Chametz Amatz and Perak Aleph Lach Zayin is mistopic. If this klal of chatzi shir is also negeya mitzvahs, if a person, right, and hopefully no one's in that situation right now, but who knows, right? People probably don't have matzah as much as they wanted. They can't get out to get it. Personally, we don't know people that are stuck in apartment houses. We don't realize they're older people. And all they have is a small amount of matzah, less than a kazayas. Is there an inyan? Is there more than inyan? Is there a mitzvah to eat it? Just like there's a mitzvah to eat, is the issa to eat chatzi shir, so too is there a mitzvah. Let's just backtrack a little. I'm sorry, I should have made this clear. Where do we know this issa of chatzi shir if it's d'raisa? So Rav Yechon says, because by chaylev it says kol chaylev lo sa chaylev. It says kol. Kol is marbe, right? Didn't have to say kol, all chaylev. Afilu chatzi shir. Even chatzi shir. So who says there's a shir? Because we have a Kabbalah, we have a Lacha Moshe Mesinai. They not chayv malchus, they not chayv karis, they not chayv any oinish. Shiurin shel oinshin halacha la Moshe Mesinai, right? Those of you in Sukkot and Erevin, that's what Gemara says. Shiurin shel oinshin halacha Mesinai. All shiurin, but Gemara specifically is talking about oinshin. So it says kol chaylev means there's an issa of chatzi shir. The Gemara also says a svara. What's the svara? Chazi litz the rufe. In other words, like this, the pashtus, a whole big machloikus achrein, and we probably will get into it about the Negeya chatzi shir by chametz. What does it mean, chazi? It's fitting litz the rufe to be mitzarf, to be put together. It means like this. We know in achila, and remember, chatzi shir is not only in achila. Rashi says in Shabbos Ayin Dalet, I guess Daf Yomi is not up to it yet, but soon, whatever, right? That you're not allowed to bake a chatzi shir either. You're not allowed to cook a chatzi shir either. And that goes into other inyanim of chatzi shir. But anyway, it means like this. In achila, you don't have to eat a kazayis at one time. In achila, you have what's called a shir kedei achilas pras. The man who takes to eat a portion of bread, which is homachlek shenim, and because of that, there's a whole machlek zachrim how to figure it out. But we say, let's say, for matzah, we eat it basically in 4 minutes. In other words, if one will eat a chatzi shir now and eat chatzi shir in another 10 hours, another hour, another 15 minutes, he's not over the issa of eating a kazayis. It has to be within kedei achilas pras. So let's call it 4 minutes just to make things simpler. So you have 4 minutes to eat. So that means like this. If a person eats a chatzi kazayis, right? So you said there's nothing wrong with it, right? What's wrong with it? I didn't do anything wrong. But if you'll eat another half a kazayis, or lamdafka half again, a third, whatever, a third and a quarter, an eighth, whatever, until it comes out. What's the issa that you did at that moment when you finished it? No. The issa, I always use the example, right? If you say like this, I'm sorry, Ruvain, that I'm using your name as, because that's the first name that comes. Ruvain is a, and I stopped. Did I say Lashon Hara? No, because we know Reuven Jacobs is a wonderful person, right? If I say, is a really not nice guy, and I didn't say his name, I also didn't say Lashon Hara. That's not Reuven Jacobs, obviously. So when I say Reuven, whatever his name is Reuven Yankel, is a really bad person, this, and I'm talking Lashon Hara, and there's no heter to do it, let's say. When did I say Lashon Hara? Not the last words, the whole sentence, right? Oyev Hashem is kol ha-tzadikim v'skavir shayim yashmi, right? The right, so you can, if you stop, Oyev Hashem is tzadikim v'skavir shayim. Obviously, that's not correct. So the right statement is when you say the whole statement. So that's what chatzi shir is. When you eat, when a person eats a half a gazayas and a half a gazayas, the first half is part of the iser. Therefore, there must be something wrong with it. Intrinsically, it must be something wrong. How to understand that? That's a big machlokes claim. Is that like a gedder that Torah made? Is it pshat? It's a simon. Okay, but there's such a thing called chatzi shir. Now, why do you need a pasuk and a svara? Good question, Tosis. Tosis basically says that the svara tells you how to darshan. If we wouldn't have, interesting thing. If you wouldn't have the svara, we wouldn't say chatzi shir. If you had the svara itself, maybe that's not good enough of svara to make something else. So both work together. Maybe over here it'll be a little different. I don't know if we'll have time to go into it, but like this. So, Mela, what about a mitzvah matzah? When you eat a half a kazayis of matzah, right? The din is, right? The Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Yadal Mebez, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that if you eat a half a kazayis of matzah and a minute later a half a kazayis of yaitzah, right? That's the din. Most of us probably do that. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says you should try to swallow one for some reason. You shouldn't say it, but that's the din. So now, if a person only has a half a kazayis, so the Mishmer Shaila is there a mitzvah to eat that half a kazayis? That's the Shaila. Or words, does he, Yaduah Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where somebody asked him that and he said, how could you not? Whether it is or whether it's not, how could you not eat? How do your heart tell you, nah, there's no mitzvah, I don't have to eat. How could a person Pesach by night not eat it? My father, Oliver Shom, once cut out and he posted, I have it somewhere here, something they found after the war, a Yiratzen Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Kel V'Seinu Shetehei Achil, and the person in the lager Shetehei Achilas Chametz Shani Oichel Keilu Achalti Matzah, because the person was in the lager, he was in the concentration camps, there was nothing to eat, he had to eat chametz obviously for Kruach Nefesh, but he didn't have matzah, and he said, Ben Shem, I'm doing your will, if I'm doing your will, so it should be, it's a mitzah. But anyway, Kupan, that's the shayla, is a half a mitzvah, is a half a kazayis a mitzvah. So in order to go ahead and bring the Shvus Yankov's raya, the Pischei Tshuva brings it. The Shvus Yankov is a big goyin, 250, probably 300 by now. So he says like this, and we spoke about this last week also, that you cannot make a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah. One cannot say, I'm not going to put on tefillin. One cannot say, a shvua, I'm not going to take shofar, and blow a shofar, and so forth, right? But koilel, you could. Koilel means like this, that if I make a shvua not to eat matzah, the shvua is not chal. But I have to specifically say that I will not eat matzah the night of Pesach. Might have Pesach, I'm mechuyif to eat matzah. However, if I say I won't eat matzah the whole month, the whole year, it's chal. Migui, that's called koil. Migui that the shvu is chal for after Pesach, before Pesach, whatever it is, could be for cholamoid. So migui that it's chal on other days, it's chal on the night of Pesach too. That's a Yushalmi that's brought la'alacha in shuchnach tov pehei, let's just say. Hanishba shalo lechel matzah kol hashana. Also, lechol matzah b'pesach. It says he can't eat matzah because the shvu is chal. That's what's called koil. Fek the shvus yankiv. Listen to this kasha. Fek the shvus yankiv. Why does it say in Shulchan Aruch, which is Yerushalmi, that somebody takes a shvua not to eat the whole year, the night of Pesach he can't eat matzah. That's the shvua. Of other, we tell this person to be matzah shvua. But if for some reason he can't be matzah the shvua, right? If he can't be matzah the shvua, so he can't eat chomet, he can't eat matzah that night. In fact, the Shvus Yankiv, why doesn't saying the poiskim, why doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, why does it say that he should eat a half a kazayis? That he should eat a half a kazayis. Let him eat a half a kazayis. You hear? And by eating a half a kazayis, at least get a partial mitzvah.
Because he said that he's not going to eat matzah. That means anything.
Again, I don't understand. Who's that? David?
David, yes.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Because the person made a shvua that I'm not going to eat matzah. That means any shear at all. I'm not going to put a piece of matzah in my mouth.
So you're saying, what do you mean? That's what it means?
Well, that's what I mean. I am not going to eat matzah, period. I'm not going to put any
and
piece,
what's the
any piece
how much
of matzah.
Is he not allowed to eat?
Even a mashal, you're not allowed to eat.
Even if not, if you have a chatzi shear is a mitzvah, you have a chatzi shear isser as well.
Who's that, Dovi? Abdesa Dave?
Sure.
Well, yeah? Okay.
So, I think, by the way, that there's a concept of Lashon B'nei Adam. So when the Torah says Achila, it means a Kazayas. But if Lashon B'nei Adam doesn't necessarily include that, then it's Shu'ez Hoch Machal Lashon B'nei Adam, and particularly if you're Mefarish.
So who's that, Remeya?
Yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
And so you're agreeing with David Samuels. That means that.
If Lashon B'nei Adam, when they say Achila,
there's
doesn't
nothing wrong if you agree.
No, per se. I'm saying if
Lashon B'nei Adam. That's from David. Am I correct? That's what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you're saying very good svaras. It's excellent svaras. The problem is we have something called Shas Bavli. The Gemara says not that way in Shulis, right? And Baruch Hashem, when we were in high school, we learned it. So we learned Reb Siegel, Oliver Sholem. We learned Shulis Shtayim. And over right. There, the Gemara says that's a machloik. We paskin not that way, right? Machloikus, I believe it's Rabbi Kiva. Whether what Reb David or Meir saying is when a person says shvu, he meant kol shvu, anything. No. We paskin not that way. We paskin he meant what the Torah calls an achila.
Right.
What is that?
Kazayas.
So the issa is also kazayas.
However, Rambam says that only by pass by the if they want to give makas, he has a right to say I didn't mean that.
What?
Another Rambam says that if a person says no, I didn't mean the way the Torah says it, he has a right to say that I meant something else.
Not by Stam Achila. When he says Achila, that's what I'm referring to. So he meant, that's a Gemara. What about Chotzi Shir? She asked, what about Chotzi Shir? So that's a good point. That's a Machloikas Rishayin there. Machloikas Rishayin. The Rambam says Akshir, that there's an Issa Chotzi Shir. The Ran argues. There, it's similar to what Reb David Meir said. It said, the Issa of Chotzi Shir is only by Surim that the Torah created. The Torah. A Stam a person, when he says, I'm not going to eat, eating means a kazayas. That's Stam, that's how the Torah defined eating, even though it's a Lachma Sinai. But less than that, a person doesn't look as eating, and therefore even Chatzi Shir will be Mutter. That's what the Ran says. Okay, so the problem is, she is right. And Shulchan Aruch we paskin, like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Chotzi Shir is awesome min HaTorah. Okay? I see, Joey, you moved. Chotzi Shir is awesome min HaTorah. So the Shvus Yankers, all the Achreinim jump on this Shvus Yankers. Again, his if you mind just muting, please. The Shvus Yankers Raya is, why don't we say that a person who made a Shvua not to eat matzah, and the Shvua is Chal B'Koilu, let him eat a half a kazayas and get the mitzvah. So the question is like Shir asking, what do you mean? There's an Issa Chotzi Shir. That's how he passed it. So all the Achreinim jump on the Shvus Yankiv and they say, what's going on over here? This is very interesting. At least four Gedolim were machaben to the same thing. Reb Chaim Oizer from
you
Litta,
are listening to BensTorah.com.
Reb Chemda from Poland. The Chikrei Lev from Sfaradim, and the Ragachava will also litter, but the Ragachava obviously did not quote the Shvus Yankov. The Ragachava does not quote in his farm, even Shulchan Aruch. But they all say the same Yisoid. Ragachava says, stop. They all said a Meiridiki Yisoid that they say to answer the other Gedolim, besides the Ragachava, to answer up what the Shvus Yankov meant, even though the Lashon is not Mashaway, but just in the Svara. And they both say a meridiki yisoid in Chotzi Shir. The question is like this: the Klei Chemda, if those of you have a Klei Chemda, is in Parshas Kudai 2 weeks ago, Ois Dalit. He's like this. Let's first say what he says, and then we'll explain. A person made a neder, a shvua, that's chal to be mevat lemitzvah. Neder could be mevat. A person says, koinam yadi. I'm making my hands also put on tefillin. He can't put on tefillin. A person made a shvua. I will not put on tefillin 7 days a week. It's koilul, including Shabbos. It's chal. Okay, that's the din. Frek the rishainim. Why don't you say the mitzvah of matzah of tefillin should be doicha the lav of neder? You hear the kasha? So say hello. I see we have a youngster over here joining us. All right. What do you say? You hear the question? Why don't you say that the essay, the mitzvah that you answered, should be doicha the lav of neder? That's the Rishayim's kind. Muki Yosef, the Rashba, the Ritva. They all ask this kasha. Anybody want to, Elliot, do you want to say something? Unmute it or anybody? Have you heard a question? Shia, who else do we have over there?
Yeah. Who? The lav's a little bit different here.
Why?
Because it's a self-imposed type of a lav. There's no specific lav that this essay is coming to be mevatel. In other words, it's not. It doesn't go connected particular. There's no lav.
So you're saying good, it could be that's shot in the Muki Yosef. We're going to go with the Chinuch, which the Rashba also says. They say, why? They say, the Chinuch, if you look at Mitzvah, those of you have Chinuch, I'm sure you have the Minchas Chinuch, so the Chinuch himself, the Rishon, he asks this Kasha, and he says, because a Nedar Shvua is not only a Loisa Seh, Lo Yochel Verv, Kechol HaYetzim Epiv Yaseh, it's also an essay. Therefore, a Shvua, when somebody is over a Shvua, a Nedar, he's not only over a loisa say, he's also over a essay. And what do we know? We have a klal, ein essay doiche yasli, yasli hammer, loisa say vasay, right? A essay can't be doiche loisa say vasay. And therefore, since a essay can't be doiche loisa vasay, what was the question of Rishayim? The question of Rishayim is, let the mitzvah of matzah be doiche the lav of shvua. Let the mitzvah of tefillin, of sukkah, Gemara's case of the person, koinim yeshiva sukkah alai. Let it be doichalav. Zok techinach, no. It's a loisa se ve'asei. Okay? That's the, yep. That's, we're going with that svara. Now, go ahead.
The asei is unfortunately, of kol yetzim pibyasa will go on the complete kazayas only though.
Why?
Because an essay, it's a the key
of the essay is to keep your shvua. Why? Why is it only because? Wait, 1 second. We'll get to. I'm not sure what you're saying, but we'll get to that. Kachol yaitzim bepiv yaseh. So in Sfasemis it says, if a person shema his piv, he makes sure he doesn't talk letzonis and lashon hara and mechilas and so forth and nivopeh. Kol yaitzim bepiv yaseh. The Bein Hashem will do everything that comes out of his mouth. That's tzadik geizer v'kadosh baruch hu mekayim. Anyway, Mayor Dikas Fasemis. Now, so maybe this is what Mayor is saying. Now,
where's I'm going the chinuch? What's in the chinuch?
Mitzvah Lamed. Mitzvah Lamed. Okay, in fact, I have him have to have in front of me. We're doing last night Chof Aleph. Mitzvah Lamed. Shalol Hashav Vishav. Him Tishal. Misha Nada Shalol Lechol Davashu Mitzvah Love. Mitzvah Love. Lechol. Ech Lechilena. Shrei oisa dava mitzvah ala ba'asa. Yava esa v'yitcha loisa se, da lo yachel. Ki ken yamu chachamim, osi esa dochi loisa. Shuvascha, the answer is, shaneda esa v'lav yesh boy. Lav da lo yachel v'asa kola yaitz mipiv yasa. Yeah, that's the chinuch teretz. Now, so, now I have a question, the following question. A person is sick. What?
Isn't he mushba ba'aymid?
I can't hear you.
Isn't he mushba ba'aymid?
Again, avadim's mushuba oimed, but the din is a neder could be mevat lemitzvah and a shvua bekoil could be. You're correct, but that there's certain exceptions, right? That's part of the Gemara. Yesterday's parsha lahara lehaitiv, where the Gemara learns out these drushes. Again, you have to look in Perek Shvuah 2, but that's the din that he could. Okay, so now I have a question for you. The following question: what if a person is sick, Rechman Slan? And the doctors say he has to eat. So chaylev and nevela, which one we learned? You take nevela, it's allowed. What if the doctor says all he needs is a small amount, less than a kazayis? He just needs a small amount of meat. And he has in front of him chaylev and nevela, a chatzi shir. Which one should he take? Rabbi Yisai, what do you say to that, Shaila?
Still take the nevela.
Who's that?
Shua Shrama. It's still a shear that it's an Isser Sheyesh Bekaris.
Even though it's less than a shear?
It's still an Isser Sheyesh Bekaris. It shows that the Isser is more of a significant Isser.
Oh, so this Shaila, believe it or not, is in the Ramban in Teres Ha'adam. In Ramban, if you have the two-volume Ramban, there's a sefer called Teres Ha'adam. The sefer is quoted constantly by the Rishonim, by the Torah. It's used la'alacha in Inyanei Avelis, Inyanei Sakanas Nefashis, and so forth. So over there, he has over there, it's used especially many of our Minhagim and many of our Dinim, right? In Avelis, Rahman al-Islam, Zamanish Vissen, come from the Teres Ha'adam. So over there, in Teres Ha'adam, he has this Shaila. What's the din? He says, both of them, what's the difference between give? Both of them don't have kares. Both of them are an Isser. Or do you say that since in their shear, the more chomer, even though right now they're not, so the pshat is that you look at the chomer, or maybe not. Maybe the Gemara is just talking about when is a shear and you talk if you ate it. So he's misup and he seems to go like the other side that there will be no difference. You could take the chatzi shir chaylev. So all these achrenim are machaven to the same thing. They say like this. They say that the shat is in the Ramban. I think they all quote the Ramban. Rabbi Chaim Moses says it. The pshat is that the issa of chatzi shir is not a sniff, a branch of the issa it comes from. There's a klolos dika issa called chatzi shir. When the Torah said kol chaylev, right? The pshat is the pasuk, the gemara, the Torah is telling us there's an issa called to eat chatzi shir. You follow? There's an issa to call chatzi shir. It doesn't matter what the issa is. There's no difference what you're eating. There's no difference what you're doing. It's the same issa. The same issa, whether you do this one or that one. There's a it's a klolos dika issa called chatzi shir. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Oizer, says the Klei Chemdas, says the Chikrei Leiv, and the Rugachev, who doesn't say it on this, but they say it on, he says it on B'chlah, understand it. Therefore, what Isser are you going to be over when you eat Chatzi Shir of a Shvua? What Isser are you going to be over?
Chatzi Shir.
Chatzi Shir. What makes Shvua more chomer than the mitzvah? What makes
that it has an essay and a license?
Oh, but over here in this situation, if it doesn't take on its what they call it nowadays the mother, right? Which is a Gemara, by the way. Imos shall the Gemara talks about, you know, like they call the mother the with the mother in it. This apple cider with the mother in it, right? It's a Gemara, really. In other words, if it doesn't take on its source, the Isser of Neder. To eat a chatzi shir is an issa by itself. Why? Now let's go back to the chinuch's kasha. If a person made a shvua not to eat matzah, why don't you say it's deicha the lav of neder? Because neder is a shvua is a lav and a say. But in this situation, it's not a lav and a say. It's only a chatzi shir. Therefore, what? Sorry. Okay, therefore, now what's the Shvus Yankov's raya? Shvus Yankov wants to say he should eat a chatzi shir of matzah. It's a mitzvah. So they ask, but the same way he has a chatzi shir of mitzvah, he has, like asked, there's a chatzi shir of an aveira. But why isn't the mitzvah doicha de lav? Because it's a lav in an essay. But now that we have the aside of these achrenim, that chatzi shir is not a Isser Prati. It's a Isser Klali. That means Chalev doesn't have the Chumrah of Kuris. Tevel doesn't have the Chumrah of Misa B'day Shemaim. Right? The veil doesn't have a Lav where it's more Chumrah than an essay. Right? It has an Isser called Chatzi Shir. Therefore, you're in the situation now. We have a mitzvah of matzah, chatzi shir matzah, and an issa of chatzi shir of shrua, which is an issa klali. Therefore, it's a mitzvah versus just It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah calling called to eat chatzi shir, to be doing mitzvah chatzi shir. Therefore, since it's a mitzvah to eat chatzi shir, and there's an issur to eat chatzi shir, one should be doicha the other. That's what the Shavuos Yankov meant.
You don't
have the chinuch teretz of ein eser doicha leisus ever eser. So even though I've had it's very difficult to say that's what the Shavuos Yankov meant in his words, it's zichah not masher that way, but it's a very nice teretz as far as the etzem raya itself. Okay, that's it. Now, based on that, I want to say something. It's not a Pesach the Kazakh, but we learned Ksubis. So all of you know this is a din of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Isura, right? That's Chazar over all Gemaras that we've learned, right? Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Isura means like this, that if a person says that this thing is Asur, right? It's Asur. It's a piece of Chazar. It's Nevela. It wasn't shechted well. Two Adam say was shechted well. He's not believed against two Adam. Everybody could eat it. He himself cannot eat it. Shavya Nafsha, he created on himself Chaticha Disura. That's based on a few Gemaras, the Gemara in Ksubis. Ha'oimer, a person gets married. And in the old days, we know when they got married, they used to first do Erisin, and she's an Ashes Ish, and do Nisuin about a year later, right? We don't do that anymore. I had a few years ago, a fella told me he wants to do that. I said, nobody's done it in a few hundred years. We just don't do it anymore. He was very insistent. He says, listen, I told him, find another Masada Kedushin. I will not do it. It was not a bacha from Yeshiva. Somebody called me randomly. Right? We do not do it for many reasons. But that's what they used to do. And now he gets married. And at the first night of the marriage, he realizes she's not a psula. Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Now, we don't know. When was she Mizana? When did she have Bia? Did she have Bia before she got married? Or did she have Bia while she was an Arusa? An Arusa is an Eishes Ish, says she becomes Asa to her husband. So, Neman La'Oisra Al-Atsra. So even though we don't have Edim, but since he said Pesach Pesuach, and he believes in himself, that she, it's like a Pesach Pesuach, the Gemara goes through that, she is Asa to him. Okay. That's called Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura. In fact, the Gemara, she should be mutter because of Sfeik Sfeika. Why? Maybe Sufik Tachtav, Sufik Eina Tachtav. Maybe she was Mizana before she got married, which means she's not us to him. Even if she was Mizana while she was in Arusa, maybe it was Ba'inis. Maybe somebody coerced her. Somebody was Ma'anisar, right? And therefore she's mutter to her husband. Go ahead. That is the Gemara's question. It should be mutter because of Sfeik Sfeika. And for the Gemara, you're right. Lo nitzacha ela le'eshes koyin or pusim abaz gimel. Just to make it simple, make eshes koyin. Eshes koyin, as we know, does not have this din. An eshes koyin, even if she's nensa, she becomes aser labayla. That the Gemara learns out from drushes. That if a woman is yachmal slan, Nensa, Aishas Ish, Aishas Koyin, she becomes Asa to her Baal. There's been cases, remember many years ago, where women struggled. She was an Aishas because she knew she's an Aishas Koyin. She was afraid somebody would coerce her. And the guy, Shemirachim, killed her. It was about 40 something years ago, Shemirachim. But a koponim, that's the din. Frek the Shittim Kubetzis, the following question. Frek the Shittim Kubetzis. Reb Chaim himself in Sefer brings this kasha. Reb Chaim says the Gemara is kasha. Gemara wants to say it's mutter because he's not saying she's also. He's just saying she had bia.
Oh, that's that button there lets them not see me.
What?
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. Okay, no question. So, Frek the Sheet of Gubetz, when the Gemara asks it's a fake faker, we have a cloud that suffix site the suffix. Tyrus is different than other Sfeikas. We know that. Sufik Tumabishas Arabim, Sfeika Tar. Sufik Tumabishas Yochid, Sfeika Tame. Right? It has different halachas. Why is that? Where do we learn that out from? Anybody remember? From?
Saita.
Saita, exactly. We learn it out from Saita. It says Vihila Nitma, right? A Sufik Saita is Asa Labaila, right? Even though she has a Cheskas Tyra. Therefore, we learn out all Dine Tumah from Saita. Saita says that the Isser is called Tuma, Tuma Ksivba, the Gemara says. Tuma Ksivba Karayas, there has a din of Tuma. Therefore, Frek the Shita Mukubetsis, those of us who are learning Bava Basra, it's the Gemara and Dafnun and Bava Basra. The Gemara, it's a mission in Tyrus. It says, Suffolk Tumas, Kol Shata Yochel Rabbah Sfakas Vesfakas Fakas, Bershusa Yochel Tame. This woman is a Suffolk Saita, even if it's a Sfak Sfaker, she should be Asar. What's the Gemara's Kasha Sfak Sfaker? That's good by Isurin. That's one Kasha. Another Kasha, I'm made a little quick, I don't want to burn everybody. Another Kasha is Taisus over there asks, by Eishes Koyin, why don't you put on a chazaka that she's kshera l'kuhuna? A woman has we have a chazaka, she was kosher l'kuhuna, and I have a suffix on her. Say chazaka. Frek the pnei shur. You don't use chazaka by Tuma. Tuma doesn't have a din of chazaka. Saita, she has a cheskes l'baila, but she's also l'baila. Chazaka is not used for suffix Tuma. Another kasha. The Gemara also in the Rashba over there. The Rashba over there says that Pes Batzuch Matzasti is Neman only, right? Loisolov, if she's Makhish or she's not, she's Shasekis, but she says Ne Nasti, she's Nemenis, because Din Eidachad Nemba Bisurin. What do you mean, Din Eidachad Nemba Bisurin? If it's Saita, it's Davisha Be'erba. So in the Nesivis, he's quoted in a Sefer called Bris Avram, it was from the Gdele Adar in his time. Not that he's known for a famous kasha, but he's a big goyin. He says to answer all these kashas that Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Sura is not a nemonis legabe the Issa. It's an nemonis legabe your Issa. It doesn't have the shame Issa, similar to what we said before. In other words, it could be has to do with like the ksois that Shavya Nafsha is a dineda, whatever it is. But he says that Shavya Nafsha is not, you don't look at it as a question. Whether he's Usar al Soita, whether it's Atikos Nevela. He created an Issa called Shavya Nafshe. And that doesn't have the application of Sfek Sfeka. It doesn't have the application of No Chazaka. It's a regular din. So Chaim Shmulevitz Taka uses it very much in his Sefer on Ksubis that the din is Mayor Chinibi. He brings this Chuvus of the Nesivus that Shavya Nafshe is a Issa. It's not the Pshat, you believe him, Lagabe. That type of Issa, right? For instance, the Rishonim at the end of Nedarim. The end of Nedarim, it says that a woman who says that she was Mizana is not Neman. Why is she not Neman? Because maybe a Ne'a Nasa Ba'acher, she wants to get married to someone else. She wants her husband to divorce her. So she says, I was Mizana, and therefore her husband's going to divorce her. So we're afraid, Shema Nasna Ne'a Ba'acher, maybe she's interested in getting married to someone else, and they didn't allow her. To they didn't believe her. In fact, we shine him. Shavi nafshe chetichi disur. Ein shav davtzad. But upon him, this would come out of shah like this, according to this. If a person says this, a person comes to him and he says this is meat. He said, what meat? I know it's a piece of nevela. I was there. Didn't I go cheat? So everybody else could eat it because it's Adam, but to him, it's a nevela. Then another piece of meat, right? He said this is chaylev. I know it. It says Shaita Chaylev is only from certain places by the kidneys. This is not real Chaylev. This is fats. It says no. I know this is the Chaylev. Adam says it's not. We saw it where the Shaykh took it from. He's not allowed to eat it. Now, Rechman Salam, this person is sick, and the Shal is whether to give him Chaylev or Nevela. Klape him. You also would say that there's no din of what he takes because he's not going to. Rabbi Bezdin holds this person back because of Shavi Nafshe. Person says Shavi Nafshe Chetichi Surah, right? So the din is that Bezin will stop him because of his Issa, right? But Bezin's not going to give him Malkus because they know it's not the Chela, it's not Nevela. But clapping him, it is. Do we look at as far as the din of Kal Tchila? L'cheru, it should come out like this Ramban too, that you look at it as a shtick Issa, according to this Nesivus, and therefore it wouldn't matter what he ate. Okay, Yesh Arba L'Haruch Bezeh is Lifnei Iver, does it take on the Lifnei Iver of the Averi he's doing? In other words, the Balamar says, if they force a person to do an Averi of Lifnei Iver in Arayis, there's no Yarek Val Yavar. Why? Why not? because the pshat is it's a call of even, not the rice. There seems to that maybe you could say not that way. What was the Balamor's Havamina? Right? The Gemara says that when goyim come and they force you to go ahead and give them something for Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to give it to them because they're doing la nos atzma. They're not doing make you over the issa. What issa are you doing with Naiva? Right? So that's the issa you're doing. Frek the Balmar, it's Avodah Zarah. What kind of, what's his kasha? Obviously, in his Havamini, he held that Lifnei Iver Avodah Zarah is like Avodah Zarah. The Shaila is, what do we say at the end? You have a similar Zach, the Beis Halevi says, by Lois Sachile, the Issa of making a cotton do an Issa, right? If you make a, give a cotton Nevela, you make a cotton Machal Shabbos, that's called Lois Sachilem. Is it a general Issa called Lois Sachilem? Or, I heard from the, I mean, Reb Chaim Oizem Sof says that there's a special posik. There's a special posik that you're not allowed to make your child do a Shabbos. Ato vincha vitecha. In fact, Reb Chaim Oizer, it's a kunshas that Reb Chaim Oizer wrote when he was 14. In fact, Reb Chaim Oizer, that, and he says he was makatsu because now he's older. So he took out a lot of things. 16, I don't remember. I think that one's 16. So he said, what do you need a special list by Shabbos? Shamaiti alufay midoi. He writes, Reb Chaim mivolajin, he means Reb Chaim Briska. Shiva Vivalajan, he hears from Chaim Briska that the pshat is that there's a special din for Shabbos because otherwise you wouldn't be called a Machal Shabbos. By special din Shabbos, by making a son, you're called a Mumal Lachal Shabbos. I heard from the Rav of Naiman Oliver Shalom, he heard it in Brisk. He didn't hear from Reb Chaim, who was a young child, but he did see Reb Chaim. He said that in Brisk, they used to say over this Reb Chaim, Shabbos Dikadin. Mishkan klolas dikadim. In other words, say ata uvincha. Yoiva ata uvincha. It's part of ata. Part of ata is to make your son do malacha. But if you give your son rachman son chazan eat, yoiva is the loisachilim. That's that a Beis Halevi says was Abraham's father, and that's what Meir is saying. Okay, that's a good point. But that's
the iser chatzis shir. So that's the iser cholabaser. The riba cholabaser. So all the chatzis shir are nichla.
Who's speaking?
Rufal Cohen.
It's a kolabasser?
Kolachelev. The rebu of Chatzi Shir. Well, yeah. And what is the mitzvah? Is that also nichlal in that? In that is? In that
yeah, there's something called kol. Kol is telling you.
It'll be a sayan, sayan isrum.
Yeah, it's kol is the din called that whenever you have part of a mitzvah, part of a veil, part of a mitzvah, you makayim something, makayim a mitzvah. If the mitzvah is the general thing, you over the issa. That call is a gilai. That doesn't mean kol chayav. The call is a gilai. I'll leave you off with a kasha. Please don't answer, okay? Because I have to go. I have to learn my shir. But the Gemara says many places that they umate to walk less than dal to carry. I'm sorry, less than dal and amos and Shabbos. Right? If you lost a wallet, this, that, different things. You have a piece of metal that's burning. It's people might get burnt on Shabbos. You can carry it. You can't carry arba amos. Pachas. Make sure you take it. Why isn't that an issa chatzis? Please don't yell out an answer.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.